and sky. I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you again. I'm going to guess that a few of you are listening in with each other. Just a couple days ago, one of my friends said, you know, where are you? Where are you and Greg? Well, I know Greg was on vacation. I'm not sure what I was doing. But I've been missing you, missing being here with you and sharing these reflections and walking in the world, as I heard some of you do, sharing earbuds and hearing the same recording. And then maybe after this little podcast, sharing your own reflection. Greg and I love to be here, and we're very, intensely involved in the sharing of this ministry. And I would say now more than ever. We started a number of years ago and a number of podcasts ago, and now here we are today, listening again, as if for the first time, to God's Word. I've been reflecting particularly on the readings for this Sunday, July 18th, Jeremiah 23, 1-6, Ephesians chapter 2, 13-18, and the Gospel of Mark 6, 30-34. There's no getting away from the Word of the Lord. It will find us, whether on vacation or like me, thinking about you wandering around, but maybe not proclaiming it, maybe not engaging you as much as I might. In Jeremiah, we hear a bit of a related problem when the Lord speaks out through the prophet, "Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture," says the Lord. "Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them, but I take care." Continues on a little bit later, "I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing." Ooh, what a line in an age where religion and practices can divide. "None shall be missing," says the Lord. The gospel, and I'll come back to Ephesians in a few moments, is very beautiful because it's about shepherds. Jesus has gathered up a few people. We hear them as disciples, learners, students of the rabbi, Jesus, and some apostles later on and early on too, sent, which is apostles' meaning. And Jesus says to them, because they've been they've been at it, maybe that's what I was doing, maybe you've been doing it, even in the middle of summer, and he says, he looks at us and he says, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." So this beautiful invitation that comes from God would cast out any Irish guilt or guilt from any of our other habits, practices, families, or traditions, but would invite us to be quite intentional about our stepping aside, to find peace and quiet and restfulness and beauty and community, as well as silence and solitude and simplicity, as we often talk about, as we often talk about the Sisters of Our Lady Wisdom. Because we are called to serve. We are called eventually, many of us, each of us, I would say, each of us, to be shepherds. We've typically in the Christian tradition named that to people like bishops or a local pastor who pastors the sheep. And some of us have claimed it that way. It's my job, my power, my place. But you and I are stretching. We've gone beyond that. We're listening to the Word of God again together. We're hearing and realizing that the world really needs all of us, and that some of us have been confused and led each other in the wrong directions. often probably not meaning to, but we've misled and scattered the flock at times. And this is a time where we're being called back, regathered, by a very thoughtful, deeply rooted Pope Francis, who we pray for along with the other women and men who shepherd us and are looking for the right path, who are finding their way on the road, who are called also, as we are, right now, as Jesus gathers us together for another Sabbath. Now, Sabbaths can be the moment we're in, along with the day we might celebrate. They come about from what we call the law, which, if you remember, the root of the law is relationship. Shema, there's one rule, one law. Love the Lord your God with your whole mind, being, self, practice, everything about ourselves. So this beautiful law comes down to us as people, each in our own way, who are shepherding others. We're leaders in different places and dispositions. Here at the mountain, it tends to be a hot topic, old phrase for the new consideration of leadership. We talk about it in collaborative ways. Long time, there's been beautiful writing on servant leadership. We talk about it as an intuitional practice. Even though not all of us are inclined to be intuitive, it doesn't mean, though, that we are not called to be intuitive. That along with our other beautiful ways of coming and knowing and realizing, this intuitional aspect of each of us, because we're humans, is close to what it means to be contemplative, to be open in an active way, to begin to see with our senses more than what is apparently or immediately revealed. It's here before us. It's a way to obedience, to listen, you and I, and to hear that we are called. And sometimes called first to come away, because being called to be a shepherd or a leader isn't always our comfort zone. And these are difficult times to move into leadership, to be mentored into it, or feel called to it in the church or in other institutions. Yet, Jesus calls us and then invites us off to a deserted place to rest a while, to let it soak in. Let the sun bake us, the water wash over us, and the word settle into us. In this beautiful experience of all of this, our lives begin to slow down a bit. And so the mountain practice that we bring to you on these podcasts naturally opens up. This ancient notion from Psalm 46 to be still and to know our loving God, to be still and know that you are God, to be still and know that I am, be still and know, arises out of our listening to someone who calls us aside to intuitionally, to with our hearts, to with all of our senses and our minds, peacefully, restfully, not anxiously, not worrisomely, not fearfully, but gently opening to the one who calls us to care for others. That God is calling us now, and other shepherds and leaders in church, in the civic community, in governments worldwide, and saying, and then moving to others and saying, please, come forward, step up, enter in, go among the sheep, care for them, see within me a model. That model is talked about, and I'll close with it, just a few words from Ephesians, the middle reading. We call it the second reading for Sunday, July 18th. Now, that thunder in the background really brings importance to this, doesn't it? I was going to share this podcast sitting out in the rain earlier, but it was a little too loud. But Paul, with that thunder, says in a gentle way in Ephesians 2:13, he says, for he, Christ is, our peace, he who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity, through his flesh, abolishing the law, which is that which bound us, the laws of the day or the laws of practice of any form that end up being defining of our personalities and our practice rather than waking up the who we are in the light of God. This is this beautiful movement of breaking down the walls of things that would divide us. He did it, Christ, through his own flesh, abolished the law that would have broken us apart and created in himself, in the very being of God himself, in Jesus Christ, one person among all of us in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and has reconciled both God and us in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. And he came and preached peace to you and me, to those near and far off. And he invites us to do the same. No wonder at this summertime of our life, and maybe our later years or early ones, we would want to hear Jesus gather us together with others and to come away to a deserted place and rest a while, so that our hearts too again might be moved to pity when we see the sheep around us without a shepherd, and watch Jesus begin to teach them many things. No wonder we draw aside and find peace here. No wonder in all my excitement with you of entering into a podcast again in time with Greg and with you that we would feel nonetheless the quieting, the gentling, the confidence, trust that God is near and calling us to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. This is Dan Riley and Greg Lecamelli resuming conversations with you. Share them with others and reach us anytime with observations or suggestions. Much love and God's peace from the Mount Irenaeus community.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?